Today's daf is Brachas Daf Zayin, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis V'Amar Rav Chelvoy Amar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza and Li'ilu Nishmas Chayim Dov Ben Shlomo HaKoyen. So the Gemara ended yesterday's daf with two memras from Rav Chelvoy, who said over in the name of his Rebbe Rav Huna. The first was Kol Akedeya Mokim L'Tfilasoy Elikei Avram BeEzra. If someone has a special place that he davens, he doesn't just daven in the same minyan, the same shul, but he actually has a special place within the Beis HaKnesses that he always davens. Not only will he merit Yeshua's, but Elikei Avram BeEzra. The second was Hayoytzim Beis HaKnesses. When somebody leaves shul, Al Yafsia Psia Gasa. Don't make it look like you're excited to leave. Don't run out, but rather take baby steps. Either way, so the Gemara is going to continue to digress and mention other things that Rav Chelvoy said in the name of his Rebbe Rav Huna. So we daven three times a day. Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. But Rav Chelvoy said, I heard my Rebbe Rav Huna say that a person should be most careful when it comes to Tfilas HaMincha, because Mincha is the most chashiv of all Tfilas. How did he know that? Because we find that Eliyahu HaNavi, who had a showdown with the Nevi'e Yabal, as mentioned in Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu HaNavi was trying to get people to stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. And there were many priests that were worshipping the Avodah Zarah called Baal. And they decided that they're going to pick a date and a time. They're going to all ascend to the top of Har HaKarmel. They're going to bring karbanos and whichever deity is the MS will send a fire down and will be mekabel those respective karbanis. Eliyahu HaNavi brings a carbon, the Nevi'e Habal brought a carbon, and as Eliyahu HaNavi is bringing his carbon, he davened to Hashem. The pasuk says, "Vayihi loisa mincha." It was mincha time. Vayigash Eliyahu HaNavi, vayoymer, and Eliyahu HaNavi said, "Hashem Elikei Avram." I'm reading the whole pasuk. Yitzchok v'Yisrael, hayoyim yivada. Today, let it be known, ki ato elikim v'Yisrael. Vani avdecho ubedvarcha sisi es kol advarim. And then he continued, and he famously said, "Aneni Hashem Aneni." Either way, so the pasuk says that Eliyahu HaNavi brought his carbon and davened when? It wasn't a coincidence, Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said Eliyahu purposely waited for mincha time because he knew mincha, that tefillah is the most potent, and that tefillah would give him the best chance of his carbon being answered. From there, we know that if Eliyahu davened mincha and Eliyahu tefillah was answered, Eliyahu loy nena ela betfilas hamincha, must be that mincha is the most chashuv tefillah, la'oila mihei adam zar betfilas hamincha. So we mentioned Eliyahu HaNavi's tefillah, so the Gemara says, b'derech agav, Eliyahu said, aneni Hashem aneni. Why did he say it twice? Aneni shetere desh ben Hashemai. The first aneni was, Eliyahu HaNavi said, let me be the victor, meaning let fire come down from Shemayim and accept my carbon. Vaneni, and then he said another tefillah shalai yomru. People shouldn't say ma'isik shafim that this was all kishim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says after tefillah samayrif. Meaning Rabbi Huna said lahoylam yeh adam zar betefillah samincha. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's true. There's a makar that mincha is very chashuv. Eliyahu loynana el betefillah samincha. But there's also a makar that mayrif is very chashuv. Shenever the pasuk says tikoin tefillasi k'toyras lefanecha masas kapay minchas erev. So it's not clear what the raya from the pasuk is. The way the Vilna Gaon understands Rabbi Yochanan's drasha is that we know the three tefillos are keneged the karbanos. Shachris is keneged the tamid shal shachar. Mincha is keneged the tamid shal ben arbayim. Ma'ariv is keneged the haktara seimurim. The first mishnah in the Masechta stated hektar chalavim veimur. The haktara was done at night. The ktoiris in this pasuk is referring to the haktara seimurim, which means that tefilasi ktoiris is the tefillah that's keneged the haktara, which is tefillas ma'ariv. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan said there's a pasuk that seems to distinguish ma'ariv from the other tefillah, so ma'ariv is also very important. Rav Nachum ben Yitzchak amar af tefillah shachris shenema Hashem boiker tishma koili boiker erech lachvat zape, that David HaMelech said, Hashem, answer my tefillah in the morning. Why in the morning? Because it's shachris, and shachris is such a chashuv tefillah. So it's true that Eliyahu loynena ela betefillas hamincha, but Rabbi Yochanan said, you find Ma'ariv is also singled out. Rav Nachum ben Yitzchak said, David HaMelech singled out shachris. In other words, lav dafka mincha, stating that in Shulchan Aruch, in Erechaim Simon Reish Lamed Beis, the Tor and the brings the comment that we began the daf with, and that is, lohoylam yehei adam zar Gemara b'tfilas amincha, meaning it's gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch, so to speak, that mincha is the most chashuv of all tfilas. And what's pashuv shah? Because it's the most difficult tfilah to daven. It's the middle of the day, you're busy, you have to remember to daven mincha, especially to daven mincha b'kavana, especially with a minion. So it's because of the natural challenges that come along with davening mincha properly that mincha is the most chashuv. So it's not inherently the most chashuv, but it's, in fact, it's interesting because it's the shortest tfilah. So from the standpoint of quality, you would think it's the smallest check that you're writing to Hashem. But at the same time, it comes with the most challenges. I mean that it comes with the most challenges. That's why it's the most chashuv tefillah. I'm Rav Chelbi, I'm Rav Huna. Nothing. Rav Chelbi said in the name of Rav Huna. Someone that goes to a wedding and he's not mesamech the chasam v'kalo. Over bechamisha koilos. He's over bechamisha koilos. Shenemar. Because the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Oidi shama ba'ar Yehuda uvechutzay Yerushalayim. Or a similar pasuk. Kol sasam v'kol simcha. Kol chasam v'kol kalo. Kol oimrim hoidu as Hashem tzvachos. So this was a nevuah that Yirmiyo Anavi said during very, very dark times. So churban beis hamikdash, yidden are in galus, people are being butchered to death, and Yirmiyo says that I know now it's terrible, but there's going to be times where we're going to hear again in the rechovos Yerushalayim. Koil sasayin, that's one koil. Kol simchas two. Kol chasins three. Kol kalas four. Kol oimrim hoidos Hashem tzvakos. So if someone's not nisamei chas v'kalo, he's over b'chamisha koilos. What does that even mean? You could be over a lois aseh. You could be over an aseh. You're over the chamisha koilos. So the way Rashi seems to explain the Gemara is that it's the point is that this person is being mezalzel in the koilos. I mean, if you go to a wedding and you see the simcha, so really what you're living is the nevuah of Yirmiyo Anavi. You're living the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not moved by that, you're not inspired, you don't feel that let me partake in the bracha of Hashem, so that's a bad thing. Over b'chamisha koilos. V'mesamchei maschar. Let's say someone is mesamei chas v'kala. What schar is he going to get? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Zoicha l'toira shenitna b'chamisha koilos. He's going to be zoicha to toira, which was also given b'chamisha koilos. Shenema, the pasuk says, this is referring to Maimed Arsina. Vayhi koilois ubrokin. Koilois is two. Lashon Rabim. Vanan kovid alahar. Vekol shoifer. That's three. Vayhi kol shoifer is four. Velkimi anena b'kol. So it mentions five times koil in the context of Maimed Arsina. So if someone's not misameach the chasson, he's over b'chamisha koilois. If someone is misameach the chasson, he's zoicha l'toira shenitna b'chamisha koilois. Freit the gemara eini. Does it only mention koil five times by Maimed Arsina? Vaksiv the pasuk says vechol ha'am. Royim es hakoilos. That's another mention of koilos. Lashon Rabim, by the way. So that's another two. So really, you have five plus two is seven. So why is it Torah shenitna b'chamisha koilos? It's really Torah shenitna b'sheva koilos. So the Gemara says, oisin koilos the koyda matan Torah. But those koilos came before matan Torah. The five that we mentioned were b'shas matan Torah, literally. Rabbi Vo says, if someone's sameach chasan, it's ki'ilu hikriv toida. It's as if you brought a carbon toida. Shenemar, because that pasuk that talks about kol sasam v'kol simcha, so the end of the pasuk says, Meviim toida beis Hashem. So you see that there's some connection between simchas chasam v'kalo and carbon toida. And as a result, if someone's mesameach chasam v'kalo, it's as if you brought a carbon toida. Incidentally, the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parashas Sav says that once upon a time, bizban shaveis hamikdash hayakayim, every chasam kalo used to bring a carbon toida. So every chasam kalo, the Gemara says arba tzrichim lahoides. Rabbeinu Bechaya over there says it's lav dafka the arba tzrichim lahoides. But anytime Hashem does something to a person that the person feels like he wants to give shvach v'hoida, he was able to bring a carbon toida. And his mashal is kigoyin, the chasun and kala. Back in the day, they used to all bring a carbon toida. If someone's mesameya chasun v'kala, he too is ki'ilu hikriv toida. Finally, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak amar ki'ilu pan achas v'churvos Yerushalayim. If someone's mesameya chasun v'kala, it's as if he rebuilt one of the churvos Yerushalayim. Shenemar ki oshev es shvusa aretz ki barishayin amar Hashem. And that again, that's the end of that same pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyov. Amar Rav Chelvoy, Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Chelvoy said in the name of Rav Huna, two halachas regarding tefillah. And then we had the halacha of Elio Loinena Ela B'tefillah Samincha. A few comments as it relates to being Mesameh Chasen Lekala. Says the Gemara of Chelvei heard more from Rav Huna. And he said, any person that has Yerushamayim, Dvar of Nishmat. If you want people to pay attention to what you're saying, a skula for that is to have Yerushamayim. Shenemar, Soif Dvar HaKol Nishma, Eso Elikim Yurei. It's the last pasuk in Sefer Koheles. So as Elikim Yurei, he will merit that HaKol Nishma. People will hear what he has to say. Maiki Zekol Adam, that's the last pasuk. words. Amir Abalaz, Amir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Ha'olam Kuloi, Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was created for someone with Yerushalayim. Rav Abba Bar Kahana Amar, similarly, but not the same, Shokul Zeh Keneged Kol Ha'olam Kuloi. Someone that has Yerushalayim, he's equivalent to the whole world. Not the world was created for him, but he's Shokul to the world. Rav Shimon Ben Azai, Oimer, Va'amri Lo Rav Shimon Ben Zayma. So Rav Shimon Ben Azai is also known as Ben Azai. Rav Shimon Ben Zayma, also known as Ben Zayma. You rarely find this term. Reb Shimon ben Azai. So usually ben Azai was referred to as ben Azai. Sometimes Shimon ben Azai, his name was Shimon. Here it's Reb Shimon ben Azai. The same for Ben Zayma. Either way, kol ha'olam kulo le'nivra ela le'tzeves lazeh. Not that the whole world was created for him. Not that he shuckled to the world, but everything else in the world was created to facilitate him, to help him do whatever he needs to do. Again, any person that has a friend, and he knows whenever he meets this person, they always talk. He always gives him shalom aleichem. So yaktim lo shalom. So before this person has a chance to give him shalom aleichem, he should preempt him. He should go over to him and tell him, shalom aleichem. Don't be the aleichem shalom, but you should try to give him shalom before he gives you shalom. Shenema baki shalom v'ratfeyo. Baki shalom. You should run after giving shalom. Then nasan levelei hechzer. What if somebody gives you shalom aleichem and he doesn't respond? Nikra gazlin. So if you don't give the person the satisfaction, the aleichem shalom, after you get your varma gris, you're a gazlin. Shenema v'atem biyartem hakerem gzeilas ha'ani bevateicha. So the pasuk describes the gzeil of the ani. How do you steal something from an ani? An ani doesn't have anything to steal. Must be that there's something intangible that it is possible to steal. What's it referring to? It's referring to this idea that if someone gives shalom aleichem, you shouldn't. Incidentally, the Marsha says that if you know someone that if you give him shalom aleichem, he's not going to respond, he's not going to answer aleichem shalom, you shouldn't give him shalom aleichem. He says, it's lifnei iver, leisitei michshol. You're causing him to be a gazlan. So the whole idea of le'olam yaktim adam lo shalom, that's only like the Gemara says, kol sheyedea b'chaveiro shahurah le'litein lo shalom. Only then yaktim lo shalom, says the Marsha. But what the punchline of the Gemara, the halacha that you can take out of the Gemara is, michlal lav atashrimeya hein. And that is, that if he's a person that usually doesn't give you shalom, or he may not say aleichem shalom, then you know, let him do his thing. You don't have to be busy with him. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So we shift our attention. So usually when you go through a sugya, it's from one sugya to another sugya. But really, the daf today is broken up into three parts. Amar Rav Chelvoy, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yossi, and part three is going to be Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So the first part of the daf we just concluded, that's Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chelvoy. That's what everything we just said has in common. It's just who said it. Rav Chelvoy was a Talmud of Rav Huna. These are all things he heard from his rabbi. The second part of the daf here, to really till the bottom of the Amid, is Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi, and some of these Gemaras are absolute epic classics. Zok to Gemara, Minayich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? So we daven. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens? Shenema, the pasuk says, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, V'haviyoysim el arkochi, V'simachtim b'veis tfilosim. You know the pasuk. Oleseim v'zevcheim l'rotzlein al mizbechi. Ki beisi beis tfilo yikare l'chol ha'amim. Referring to the Beis HaMikdash and describing it not only as a place where karbonis were brought, but also the pasuk describes the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Tfilasi. Ki Beisi Beis Tfilo Yikare L'chol Ha'amim. Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from Rabbi Yossi, who said that from this pasuk you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. You know why? Because Tfilasam Lo Nemar. It doesn't say, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking in the first person. V'avi Yosim El Har Kochi. V'simachtem b'beis tfilasi. Beis tfilasi? It's beis tfilasam. It's where they daven. It's where they daven and I listen to their tfilos. Beis tfilasi sounds like a Kaddish Baruch Hu davens. Where it says, yeah, can't you Kaddish Baruch Hu mitzvah. You see from here, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu davens. So my matzli, it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu davens. But yesterday we had a Kaddish Baruch Hu with tefillah. Tefillah Shayad, Tefillah Shorosh, four bakta, one bais, mikamchi, Yisrael. Here we have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. So what's the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Azutra Bar Tuvya, Amar Rab, Yirotzayin, Milfonai. Hashem's tefillah is, it's a Yirotzayin to himself, Kav Yochol. Sheyich Peshu Rachmi as Kasi, that my rachamim should overcome my kas. Via Goylu Rachami al Midoisi, and my rachamim should overcome the midos of din. The esnaig imbonai b'midos harachamim, and I should conduct myself with klai yisrael b'midos harachamim. The ekones lehem lefnim mishur sadin, and I should treat them lefnim mishur sadin. Meaning, even if they deserve bad things, but I should go lefnim mishur sadin. So it's four tefillos that are all very, very similar. Nichbashu Rachmi is Kasi is one, Vigoilu Rachmi al Midoisai is two, Vesnai Gimbona Bimidos Arachim is three, Vikonislam Bafimishur Sadin is four, Ayin Mefarshim, they say Pshad, and why four Tfilois, and why these four Tfilois, but Pashim Pshad, these are four Tfilois that are very similar. Because Baruch Hu Davins Hirotzin, that I should have a Midas Arachim. Sakti Gemara Tanya, Umra Vishol Ben Alisha, but Machasachasti, the Haktik Tarius of Naibulifim, says I once entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Ktoiras, Vero Isi Achasrikel, Ka Hashem Tzavakos. And I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achasrikel, Ka Hashem Tzavakos, these are all Shemois of Hashem. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel didn't see a malach. He saw Kaviyachol bechvoide ve'atzme. Shehu yoshev al kisei rov v'nisa. And he was sitting on his kisei rov v'nisa, on his throne. V'amali, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to me and said, Yishmael, Yishmael ben Elisha, b'ni, my son, Barcheni. Amarti loy. So I had to give the Eved Shto a bracha. So what bracha do you give Hashem? Yiratzim ufanecha shiyechit b'chushu rachamechus kascho. V'yagodu rachamecha midoisecho. V'tisnaigim b'necha b'midas harachamim. V'tikones lehem lefnim eshur esadim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha gave, v'nena li b'roshoi. Tap Rashi. K'moida b'berchasi, b'ina ame. Because Baruch Hu answered Amen to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's bracha. Because Mashvelon says the Gemara, what's the takeaway from this brisa? Meaning, what practical significance? What do we walk away with from this brisa? Shaloi tehei birchas hedid kalubei nacha. That even a birchas hedid is considered chashuv. Not that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a hedid, but relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was a hedid. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a bracha for Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, then a person should never be mezalzel in a bracha. Lo'olam al tehei birchas hedid kalubei nacha. There are many makairis to this that Chazal bring in different places. Here's another makar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha of Tanya fame, he gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. He said, Yishmol b'ni barcheini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amen. You see from here, Ati berchas hed yikalu b'nech. Now what was the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was literally the exact same tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens. So Hashem says, Yiratzoin sheyichpashu rachmi eskasi, v'yagoylu rachmi al midoisai, etc. And that's exactly what the bracha was. Presumably, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha knew that this is the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's bracha. Sheyimali kol mishalis lipcha l'toivah. This is the mishalis lipcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the bracha. That was the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you one interesting thing, right? We've heard this 1,000 times. Pamachas nichnasti lahaktik teres lefnai v'lefnim. Sounds like it happened one time, right? Pamachas nichnasti, one time I entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Presumably on Yom Kippur, but pamachas nichnasti lefnai v'lefnim. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Eben Zaga on this Gemara right here, he says pamachas b'shana. This happened every single year. Every single year on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai v'lefnim, he goes to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha brought his Ketores. And every single time that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha entered, he would see Achasrikel, Ka Hashem Tzavakos, who was Yoshev, Al Kisei Ram ben Issa, and he would say, Yishmol ben Ivarcheni. This was the Giloy that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was Eichetov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Again, we mentioned one thing that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi as it relates to Tefillah. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mespala, says the Gemara, other things that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that if somebody's angry and you want to appease him, wait until the anger passes, please not pekas anymore, and only afterwards say I'm sorry. Because you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to Moshe, Pana yelechu v'hanichoy silach. So from here, really, until the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to discuss a lot about the Chet HaEgel. We'll go through the Pesukim as we get closer to the bottom of the Amud. But after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe davens to Hashem, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael. So Hashem told Moshe, I'm willing to listen to your tefillah, but you're going to have to wait until my kas passes. Pana yelechu, and afterwards vani chosilo. So if Hashem said, Moshe, let's talk after I'm not pekas anymore, so this is a good lesson for everybody. Wait until I'm not angry anymore, vani achloch, and then we'll talk. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu even get angry? The Gemara says, in the Tanya, we're going to the Braise, so it's a pasuk. V'keil zoyim, b'chol yoyim, tehillim, kapitol zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. How long does Hashem get angry for? Rega. For a rega. A rega is the amount of time that Hashem gets angry every single day. So once a day Hashem gets angry, and he gets angry for a rega. The kama rega, how long is a rega? So it's not clear what the girsa is here. Echad mechameshes riboy, ushmoina salafen, ushmoina meyos, ushmoinen, vishmoina bishah. So it's 158,888, meaning 1/58888 of an hour. Figure that out. Vazuhi rega. There was nobody that was able to figure out exactly when that moment was. So what exactly the moment of the day, which is such a small amount of time, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, albeit every single day, nobody knew. Chutz mi Bilam Arash. Only one who knew this was Bilam Arash. Chsiv Bey, the Pasuk says, V'yodeya das Elyon. So the Pasuk talks about Bilam. He was so brilliant, he was so tapped in, that he knew das Elyon. Freit the Gemara. Bilam knew das Elyon. Hashta das behemta lei haviyada. We don't have to chazer the whole story of Bilam. But Bilam was having a hard time communicating with his donkey. So hashta das behemta lei haviyada. Das Elyon haviyada. He knew a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know what his donkey was thinking. Hello, says the Gemara. You know what it means? What it means when it says he knew Das Elyon, it means he knew that moment Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koyespa, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Somebody told me once that, you know, usually when a person's angry, he doesn't have Das. Right? When you get angry in Hilchas Nedarim, somebody makes a neder and then he regrets making the neder. So what could you do? You could sit down with a chacham, mutalach, 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 but you can tell him, I was bekas. I have charata, a Pesach. Usually when a person is in anger, he's not thinking. Adam Nikar, Bikisai, Bekasai, Ubekaisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moment of anger is described as Das Elyon. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Kaviyachol, it's not like we get angry, B'mechusar Das. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, it's B'shleimus HaDas. In fact, the moment of Das Elyon is the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. This is what the Navi meant. The Navi Micha told the Yidden. He said, "Am Yischarna Mayatz Balak Melech Maya VeGoymer." He says, "Remember what Balak and Bilam tried doing." And then the pasuk says, "Leman Das Tzidkeis Hashem." So, "My Leman Das Tzidkeis Hashem." It sounds like there was this incredible, this ridiculous tzedakah that Hashem did with Klai Yisrael during those times. What happened? Something super out of the ordinary. Amar Balaz, yeah. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem was telling the Yidden as follows: "Du ukam tzedakas asisi imachem." You don't even realize what I did for you during those times. Shloi ki asti bimei Bilam arasha. I never got angry. V'kel zoyim b'chol yoyim. But during those years that Bilam Balak was trying to take down Klai Yisrael during that tkufa, Hashem didn't get angry. Because had I gotten angry, Bilam could have harmed the Yidden in a way that Klai Yisrael would have been over with. How so? Because he knew that moment, he would have manipulated it, as we'll see in a moment, he would have cursed them during that moment, and had the Yidden been cursed during that moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, there would have been no hope. And that's what Bilam meant when he told Balak. He said, what did he mean? Hashem wasn't getting angry, Hashem's not cursing. During that entire time, Hashem didn't get angry. So even though we discussed this already earlier, but Rebbe Lazar maybe didn't know this price, but either way, Rebbe Lazar said what we said earlier. How long is the Zama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rega? The Kama Rega, how long is a Rega? So earlier we defined it as 1/58888. The Kama Rega, Amar Rav Avin, Vitem Rav Avino, Rega, Kemem Reitz. The amount of time that it takes to say the word Rega. We know in the Rega Rasach, how do you know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Rega Ba'aboy, Chayim Bertzoynoi, Ve'iboy Yisema Mehocha, Chavi Kemat Rega, Yavar Zam, Yishaya Novi said, Chavi means to hide. Chavi Kemat Rega, hide for a rega at Yavar Zam until the anger passes. So you see that how long is HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry for? A rega. Either ki rega ba'apoy, the af of Hashem is a rega, or chavikimat rega at Yavar Zam. The emor is rosach. Okay, when does this happen? V'keil zoyim b'chol yoyim. It happens for a rega. We have two definitions of rega. Either it's one, whatever, or it's the amount of time it takes to say the word rega. Now, when does this happen? Now, nobody knows. But the Gemara was able to give us a little bit of a clue, and that is Amar Abaye. Bahanach tlas shoy kamaisa. It's during the first 3 hours of the day. Okay. Ki chivra karbalta de tarnagoyla. When the comb, that's the top of the rooster, which is usually red, turns white, it's at that moment, which we can narrow down to the first 3 hours of the day, that's when Hashem is getting angry. V'koyat chadkar. And when it's standing on one leg. Freit the Gemara kol shayit v'shati namakoyeho. That happens a lot, says the Gemara. It's not like that happens one time, right? It sounds like if you can get that second, that rega, then you just nailed that moment. But the Gemara says it happens more than one time. So the Gemara says, no, kol shayit is beishu raki sumki. All other times, there'll be a little bit of red in the comb of the rooster. By Hishai, it's only one moment where it's less be shuraiki sumki. That's the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. It says the Gemara, who meted the Havel Shavuusid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? There was a man who was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Have a comment, Sar Le Tuva. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was being this person was being mitzari Rabbi Shua ben Levi, bikroi with psukim, yeh mechad, shokol tarnu goy, lova, ikmi ben kari da'arso. So this min, now what is a min? Min is mitalmidai yeshai noitzri. So this is from the censor Jas. Min is an acronym, mitalmidai yeshai noitzri. So the minim in chazal, even though Rashi sometimes will say something else, and sometimes the Gemara will change the word from min to tzeduki, this is all because of the censoring that had to be done because all the tzaris that the Yidden had over the generations. But min usually means, what's that? It's uncensored, right. Ahu mina, mi talmida yeshi noitzri. So there was this one noitzri who was giving Rabbi Shua ben Levi a very, very challenging time with psukim. So the Gemara says, one day, he took a tarnagoyla, he took a chicken, a rooster, va'ikmei ben karid arsa, and he tied it up to the legs of his bed, va'ayimbe, and he was looking at it. Why? Sovek imata hishaita, he was waiting for the comb to turn. Why? No red in it. And he was going to nail this person out there. He'll curse it. As soon as that time came, Nayim, he was misnamnim. Amar, he said, he fell asleep. Shema mina, must be lava yerchadu mevadachi. Must be the wrong thing. Why? And he quoted two psukim. Number one, it says, V'rachma v'al kol masav. Fiksiv, it also says, Gam anoish l'tzadik l'tayv. It's not good for a tzadik to be punishing. Tanu mishmed ramey. V'shosh ha'cham azay rachas. The time that the sun comes out. V'chol malchim mizrachum mayiv manichin kisrein b'rasheyem. And all the malchim mizrachum mayiv, they put their crowns on their heads. U'mishtachim l'chavim. They bow down to the sun. Mi'ad peiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Either way, so this last Gemara that we learned is another classic. We'll get back to it at the end of the daf. But in the meantime, more members that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosef. Again, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Toiva Mardus Achas Belibay Shaladam Yosef Mikama Malkiyos. That if a person is able to instill a little bit of humility into his heart, it'll get him further than if a person beats him with 100 Malkiyos. Meaning, if you could work on yourself a little bit, that's a better way of getting on the straight and narrow than some external power, somebody, you know, beating you up. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ritfa es me'ahaveha v'chulu. And the end of the Pasuk says, V'amre elcha v'ashuva el ishi yarishoin, ki toivli azmeyat. It's when the person realizes, elcha v'ashuva el ishi yarishoin, ki toivli azmeyat. That's when real tshuva happens. That's when people start making changes. Rish lakin shama yoyser mimeya malkias. Not only mikama malkias, but it's more than 100 malkias. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, techas ge'era b'meivin. A little bit of humility in the meivin, in the intelligent person, is more powerful, mehakois ksil meya, than hitting the ksil, the fool, 100 times. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Another thing Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yosi. Shalish Shadvar, because Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for three things. V'nasan lai. And he gave him all three. Bikesh, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, Shetishre Shechina al Yisrael. V'nasan lai. Now the context over here is immediately after the Chet HaEgel. So the Chet HaEgel happens, and right after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. And there's a lot of tefillos, Vayichal Moshe, and there's a lot of tefillos that are taking place in Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from Rabbi Yossi that he sorted out these psukim and said that in summation, there's three tefillos. There's three tefillos, if you go through those psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem. And by the way, all three were answered. Okay, so what are the three? The first one was, Shetishre Shechina Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's over. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he says, no. Bring the Shechina back. We'll see the pasuk a little bit better later. Then there was another tefillah. He said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want you to ever be mashri your Shechina on the Ovdei Kechav. V'nasanlo, he gave him that as well. Shenemer v'neflinu ani v'amcho. Hashem says, no, it's just we're going to be separate from all the other nations, meaning they'll never have Shechina. And finally, bikesh le'idia d'rachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he told Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to understand you a little bit better. I want to understand your ways. I don't know, I look around the world and I don't understand. I want to understand better. And that too Hashem gave him. Shenemer, hoidieni na estrachecho. What specifically did Moshe Rabbeinu want to understand? And again, a classic. Amar lefanav, he said, Ribbono shel Olam, b'nei ma yesh tzadik v'tov loy, v'yesh tzadik v'ra loy, yesh rasha v'tov loy, yesh rasha v'ra loy. He says, I don't understand. You know, on the one hand, schar v'oynish, and we live in a world of quid pro quo. So many psukim in the Torah, parashas b'chukosa, you have the toichacha, parashas netzavim, the parashas of kriyashma. But then again, you have this idea of a tzaddik v'toyloi, and then a tzaddik v'raloi, and then you have the rosh of v'raloi, but you have the rosh of v'toyloi. So how do you reconcile all this? So Hashem answered, gave him the answer. So what's the answer? Amalei told him Azai. Moshe, this is the answer. Tzadik v'toivloi, that's a tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, that's a tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'toivloi, that's a Rasha ben tzadik. Rasha v'raloi, Rasha ben Rasha. As if to say a person's fate and the way a person is judged doesn't just depend on himself and what he does and his character and his mice and toivim. But we take his yichus into effect as well. So tzadik v'toivloi, that's a tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, that's a tzadik ben Rasha. And the same is true for a Rasha. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, tzadik v'toivloi, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, tzadik ben Rasha. Ain't it, it can't be. Because v'aksiv, the pasuk says, Pankeid avoy novei sabonim. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the averus of the father, and he uses them against the children. Meaning, if someone has a father, a Zayda, that was a big Baal Aveira, it may come back to haunt him. But there's another pasuk that says, "Ubanim lo yumsu alavos." It doesn't work that way. That each man is out for himself. For Amina Kray, I dodi. And Chazal asked this theory. And the answer is like, "Kasha, hokushayichsen maisei aviseim biyodeim, hokushayinoichsen maisei aviseim biyodeim." What it depends on is whether this person is going in his father's ways. Meaning, if someone is a Rasha, and his father was also a Rasha. So then, then we're going to pile up. So not only will he be punished for his Averis, he'll be punished for his father's Averis. But if someone himself is a Tzaddik, the fact that his father's a Rasha won't work against him. So this idea of a Tzaddik ben Rasha being the Tzaddik ben Viral is no such thing. Because if he's a Tzaddik, even if his father's a Rasha, so the father's Averis should not contribute to this person's Cheshbin. Ela hachi kamalated. What Hashem told Moshe was something else. The reason there's a tzaddik v'toivli, tzaddik v'ralli. There's a rasha v'ralli and there's a rasha v'toivli. The reason is as follows. Tzaddik v'toivli is a tzaddik gomer. Tzaddik v'ralli is a tzaddik she'inu gomer. Rasha v'toivli is a rasha she'inu gomer. Rasha v'ralli is a rasha gomer. And the svara is simple. The svara is the tzaddik she'inu gomer obviously is doing something wrong. Hey, he's a tzaddik, but he's an Enei Gomer. That means the sum of errors. For the sum of errors that he has, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish him sometimes. On this world, it's like this in the next world, he won't have to deal with it. As we spoke about. So there's such an idea that Hashem will punish him on this world. The Tzaddik Gomer doesn't have any Averis. So if he doesn't have any Averis, so he could be the Tzaddik V'toivle. And again, the same is true for the Rasha. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Rameir said what Rabbi Yochan said, the name Rabbi Yossi, that after the Chet HaEgel, three bakashas. Hashem, Moshe davened to Hashem and asked him three things. In Rabbi Yossi's version, Hashem gave him all three. He wanted Shechina, yeah. No more Shechina on the Ovdei Kechavim, fine. Hoydieni Nostrachecha, explained to me the idea of Tzadik V'Ralai, and he gave him that as well. In Rameir's version, two of the tefillos were answered, one of them wasn't answered. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'chanoisi es asher ochoin, and what Hashem was telling Moshe was, Afo pishenei hagun, sometimes I have rachmanas on someone, even if he doesn't deserve it. V'richanti es asher arachim, Afo pishenei hagun, I have rachmanas on people, even though they don't deserve it. In other words, said Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have to understand. I'm not going to answer. Meaning, tzaddik v'toivloi could be a tzaddik gomer, could be a tzaddik she'ine gomer, it could be a tzaddik ben benoishol tzaddik, it could be a tzaddik ben rasha. The chanoisi es asher ochem, v'richanti es asher arachem, I don't feel like I have to explain. The pasuk says, loisucha liroi says panai. So, one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem was, I want to see you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you can't see me. Tanav Shmei, Rabbi Shuv, and Karcha, kachom le HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Kiru shiro tzisi loiro tziso. When I wanted you to look at me, you didn't want to look. Achshav sha'ata roitza. Now that you want, eini roitza. Now I don't want. Now, what's the context of this? When did Hashem want Moshe to look at him and Moshe didn't want to look? So the context over that is the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe. That's by the snap. Right? The pasuk says in Parashat Shmos, U'Moshe ha'yoraya soin yisrei choysnei koyim midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu, like Dovin and many of the greats, yeah, Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd and he was working for Yishver. V'yinagas ha'tsoin achara midbar. And then he comes to Har Elokim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach Hashem, appeared to him from this bush. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the bush. The bush was burning, but it wasn't being consumed by the fire. So Vayomer Moshe says, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Asura nova eres hamara gadol hazeh, madu lo yevrasne. Vayar Hashem, he saw lirois, but Hashem saw that Moshe was coming towards him. Vayikra elav Elokim mitoichasne Vayomer. Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer ineni. Vayomer, he tells him, atikra v'halna, you can't, don't walk further. Take your shoes off. Ke amokim asher ata oimed olav admas kodeshu. And then Hashem reveals himself to Moshe. Vayomer anoichi elokei avicha elokei avraham elokei yitzchak elokei yaakov. Says the pasuk, and this is what we need to understand the next Gemara. Vayaster Moshe panav. As soon as Hashem revealed himself to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't look. Vayaster Moshe panav. He covered his face. Ki yore, because he was afraid, mehavet elo elokim, to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and says, Hareini no kvaydecho, I want to see you, Hashem. You know what Hashem told him? Ki lo yisucha lirois, you can't see. You know why? Because when I revealed myself for the first time to you, Parashat Shmos, the pasuk says, you don't want to look. Vayaster Moshe Panov. Or because you have Vayaster Moshe Panov, when I wanted, you didn't want, now that you want, that offer is not available anymore. Says the Gemara, Upligad Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. This is literally the opposite of something Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni once said. In the name of Rav Yoinasan. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, I'm Rav Yoinasan. Beschar Shalosh Zachal Shalosh. Moshe Rabbeinu did three unbelievable things when he was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself for the first time to Moshe by the snare. Number one, Vayaster Moshe Panav. That was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. It was a tznius. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to look. He felt, who am I to look? So Beschar Vayaster Moshe Panav. Zocha l'klaster panim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had this special klaster panim. V'schar ki yore, he was afraid. Zocha l'vayiru migash esol. People were afraid to approach him. And v'schar mehibit, zocha l'tmunas Hashem yavet. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to look, and later Moshe Rabbeinu was zoicha to levels of nevuah, aspaklaria ha-me'iro, utmunas Hashem yavet. V'asi roisi es kapi, v'roisi es achoris. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, after the Chet HaEgel, I want to see you. So Hashem tells Moshe, you can't see me. However, I'm going to turn around. I will turn around. Hide there by the rock. And you'll be able to see my back. But ufonai, my face, lo yoreo. Amar Rav Chanu bar Bizno, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Melame, this is coming to teach us, Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Kesher Shel Tefillin. That he saw the Kesher Shel Tefillin, says Rashi right away, V'amrinon Le'el, yesterday's daft, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maniach Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Kesher Shel Tefillin, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see. If we have some time, we'll get back to this later as well. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Rabbi Yosi. I'm partially talking as fast as I possibly can, while at the same time makes sense. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishom Rabbi Yosi. Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shiyotzev V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toifa. Every word that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toif. Meaning, whenever Hashem says something good, something positive, I feel all tonight, even if it was made on the condition, and the condition, the Tanai, didn't play out, like Chazabai. Doesn't matter. Hashem doesn't change his mind. Minol, how do you know that? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema, the pasuk says, Herif mi menu vashmidim. What did Hashem tell Moshe? Right after the Chet HaEgel, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. The Esa Oischol, the Goy Otzom. And I'll start again. I'll start again from you. Now, that all never happened. I forgot the boy Moshe Rachmi Allah the Milsa. Ubatl, even though Moshe Rabbeinu Davin. And eventually, that whole Gzeira never happened. Afilu Hachmi Ukma Bezare. But a Goy Gadol ended up coming from Moshe. Meaning, Hashem had told Moshe two things. Number one, I'm going to destroy the nation. And number two, I'll rebuild the nation through you. Now, Hashem never destroyed the nation, but Hashem did rebuild the nation, and Hashem gave Moshe what's the equivalent of a nation. How do you know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, B'nei Moshe Gershoim ve'Eliezer, v'yihi b'nei Eliezer rechav yoharosh. So Eliezer, who's Moshe Rabbeinu's son, had a son named Rechavya. The pasuk says, U'b'nei Rechavya, Ravu l'mailo. So what does it mean they were Ravu? The Tani Rav Yosef, l'mailo m'shishim riboy. Meaning they were more than 600,000 children, descendants from Eliezer. Asya, Revia, Revia. K'siv ha'cha, Ravu l'mailo. K'siv ha'cham, u'b'nei Yisrael paru, v'yishritzu, v'yirbu. That's in the beginning of Shema. And how many Jews left? 600,000. So you see there's an idea of Ravu means 600,000. So you see the equivalent of a full nation ended up coming from Moshe. Why? Because Hashem told him. Yeah, but it was only on the condition that he would destroy Klal Yisrael. That's the point. The point is that if Hashem says, I'll do something good, even if it comes with strings attached, there are conditions associated with it, and the condition is never fulfilled, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what he had to do. Either way. So we go from Rav Chelva Yom Rav Huna to Rav Yoichanan Amar Rav Yosi, to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'olam. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Lehayu Adam Shakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin, Ad Shabah Avram Avinu V'Kara Adoin. The first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin was Avram Avinu. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayoymer, Hashem Elokim, but Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Lashon of Adoin, Bame Eida Ki Irashena. This is in the context of the Bris Bein Absarim. But the point is that you find that Avram Avinu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, and if you go through the Pesukim, he's the first one. Amar Rav. Af Daniel loinene ele b'shvil Avram. Daniel, when he davens in Sefer Daniel, he was answered in the Schos of Avram. How do you know that? Shenema v'atashma l'kinot tfilas avdach v'atach anunov v'er panecha miktoshcha ha-shamim l'man aleftal anun yun. L'mancha, really what Daniel should have told Hashem was, l'mancha is talking to Hashem. So why can't he just talk directly? L'mancha. What's l'man alef dal nun yud? What he meant to say was, l'man Avram shekira acha odoin, meant answer my tefillah in the schus of Avram. And apparently, Daniel's tefillah was answered, and we assume that he was taka answered b'shvil Avram. Oh my Rav, af Daniel le'neda ele b'shvil Avram. Another classic Gemara, right? Mi'yom shebara kodesh baruch hu sa'olam, le'hoya odom shekaroi la'kodesh baruch hu odoin. The Velt says that there was a yid that came to the Vilna Gaon. He had written a sefer, and he wanted a haskama on the sefer. So the Vilna Gaon opened up the sefer, and he looked at the first vart that he said. And the first thing that this yid wrote was, is that when you daven shachris, so you say Adoin Olam, right? Matoivu, and then you say Adoin Olam. So he wrote in his sefer, that why do you say the tefillah of Adoin Olam by shachris? Why not by mincha? Why not by Meirev? So he said, based on this Gemara, because the Gemara says that Miyom Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu Esa'olam Dehaya Adam Shekar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin Ad Sheba Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the first one to call Hashem Adoin Olam. Shachris was composed by Avram. So for that reason, we say the tefillah of Adoin Olam by Avram Avinu. By Avram Avinu's tefillah. So the Vilna Gaon was so excited by this vart that he wrote a haskama. And the Velt says that the Biskarov used to say this over. And they said, why was he so excited, the Vilna Gaon? It's nice, but you get excited with a pilpul and a gun for a hollis. I mean, the Vilna Gaon, he was so excited. And the Biskarov used to say, because to say something emes is a kunz. And the Gaon held that this was emes. And if this yid was zoicha to say an emes of art, of an emes of art, Nachman gave an haskama. You're right, qualitatively, people have said bigger lumdasin in the world. But the Gaon was so nisragish. He said this was a yid that was zoicha to say teiras emes. Either way, Vam Rabbi Yoicha, Mishum Mishum Meichoi, Minayin Shem Men Ratzin Leila Odom Beshas Kasoi, Shenem Apona Yelechu, Vahani Choysilach. So, if you remember, we had this on Amar Aleph. And there we had it, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Rabbi Yoisi. Here we have it as Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Rabbi Shem Beichoi, that Tzlach, we're not going to have time to say this over properly, but the Tzlach says that Rabbi Yoichanan was Mekabalit from Rabbi Yoisi, he was Mekabalit from Shem Beichoi, and that's why he said it over in the names of both of them. Amar Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Shem Beichoi, Miyam Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Asai Lomay, Lo Yehoya Adam Shahoyde La Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabasa Leia, the Hoyde Asai. That from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no one who gave Hoydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leia. Shenemar HaPam Hoyde Hashem. So Leia had her fourth son, Yehuda, which was disproportionate because she thought 12 Shvatim, four wives, so everyone's going to end up with three. And now she had her fourth. So I got Yosef Michalki. So Leia said, HaPam, now, Hoyde Hashem. Till now, like you sort of take for granted. But now already I realize that I'm getting more than I'm supposed to get. And she named her son Yehuda, HaPam Hoyde Hashem. And everybody asks that Leia is the first one to give Hoydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How's that possible? It doesn't even make sense. But no one ever gave Shvach Hoydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were karbanos that were brought. Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos was composed by other Marishim. What does it mean that no one gave Shvach Hoydah? So there's many pshatim that were given. One beautiful pshat that I saw many years ago for Simcha Sheps at Zal, the Shiva of Yeshivas Teravadas, and a sefer that was written, a collection of his Torah, Meireshes Simcha Satori. He says there people give Hoydah all the time. Make a Suda Saydah, Arba Tzrichim Lahoydahs. Once upon a time, people brought a carbon toida, Yiben Shagoymel. But you know what? Leia was Mechadish. Leia didn't just give Hoydah one time. She didn't just throw this monster Kiddush. What Leia did was she named her son Yehuda, that every single day, every single time she saw her son, she would remind herself, HaPam Hoydah Es Hashem. It wasn't this one time invoice that you pay, I did my thing, thank you very much, now let's go on with life. No. HaPam Hoydah Es Hashem. But again and again and again, every single time she saw her son Yehuda, it was again Haidah. And that, Rav Shep said, that's what we learn from Leah. We learn from Leah that Haidah is not a chayv that you pay up and then you move on with life, but it's something that you have to be constantly cognizant of. Either way, we mentioned Yehuda, so let's talk about Reuven. Reuven, I'm Rebbe Loza, I'm Leah. Leah named her son Reuven. Why? She said, Re'u ma ben bini lebein chami. What she meant to say was, look at the difference between my son, and this is all Baruch HaKadosh, because this hadn't happened yet, but look at the difference between my son and my Shver's son. The Ilu Ben Chami, who is her Shver, Yitzchak. Yitzchak's other son is Esav. Even though he sold the Bechor knowingly, take a look at what it says there. It says he hated Yaakov afterwards. So Esav sits down, he negotiates a deal, he signs on it, everything is fine, and then he comes with tainus. I understand, you took it, you fooled me. He sold it knowingly. But said Leah, look at my son Reuven. One day Yosef's going to take away the Bechaira. He didn't come with tainus to the contrary. Reuven is the one that saved Yosef when the brothers wanted to kill Yosef. He's the one that made sure not to sell. And that's Reuven. Reu ma bein chami lebeni Rus. Okay, so we mentioned Yehuda was called Yehuda. We mentioned Reuven. Reu ma bein beni lebein chami. So says the Gemara, why was Rus called Rus? I'm Rabbi Yochanan shezachsa veyatsa mimenu David sheriveu laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sishbachos. It's miloshon she. She inundated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shirois V'Sishbachis, as the Gemara. So we're darshaning the name Yehuda, the name Reuven, the name Rus. There must be something to a name. Says the Gemara, Minolon Deshmagarim Amar Rabbe Lozod Amakro Luchu Chazum Nifalais Hashem Asher Shom Shamois Ba'aretz. Take a look at what Hashem did. He caused Shamois. Now, Pasha, in the Apostle, Shamois is Miloshen Shemama. He caused destruction. Baltikri Shamois El Shemois. That is something to a name. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Shemeichai Kosher Tarbis Rabbi Chabesa Shaladam Yoisem That if a person has a child in his house that's giving him a difficult time, it could be more challenging than Milchemes Goygu Magoy. Shenemar, Mizmor LeDavid, Bevarchay Mipnei Avshalom Benoy. David HaMelech was running away from his son Avshalom. Avshalom wanted to kill him. V'ksiv Basrei, Hashem Ma Rabu Tzoroi, Rabim Kamim Olai. Very dramatic the way David HaMelech talks to Hashem about this tzora that he's dealing with from his son Yishmael, Avishalik. The Ilu Gabi Melchemes Gai Gumagai, but by Melchemes Gai Gumagai it says, Lama Rokshu Gaiim, Uluumim Yegurik, the Ilu Ma Rabu Tzorai. That whole drama like Ziv. So it seemed that David HaMelech is more concerned about Avshalom Benoi than he is of Melchemes Goygu Magoi, the end of days. Says the Gemara. We mentioned Mizmer LeDavid, Bevarchav and Avshalom Benoi. Mizmer LeDavid? Kino LeDavid, Mi Boile. Another classic. David HaMelech sang Shira when his son Avshalom wanted to kill him. What does that mean? He should have said a kinnah. Why is he singing Shira? Amar Rav Shimon ben Avishalom, ironically. This can be explained with a mashal. There was a person that he knew that somebody owed him money. Before he paid up his chayiv, he was worried about it. But once he pays it, he's happy. That's why it's not so simple in halacha to pay up a chayv, for example, during a time that a person has to be, because afterwards he's going to be besimcha for another day. But afkein, David kimin shav alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, hinini mekim alecha ra mi beisecha, hayatzev. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, he said, that there's going to be raw that's going to come from your house. Someone's going to want to overthrow your kingdom. When David HaMelech heard that, he was very worried. Maybe it's going to be someone that's going to have no rachmanis on him. Even the chazed Avshalom, when he saw his Avshalom sameach, he was happy. Of course, David HaMelech wasn't happy in a vacuum because his son wanted to kill him. The point is, he knew that somebody was going to try to take him down. And he didn't know who that someone was going to be. And he was very worried about it. He was concerned. He says, who's going to try to kill me? When he realized that it's his son Avshalom, then he was besimcha. And the question is obvious. It's very nice that it's the son Avshalom. But at the end of the day, Avshalom wanted to kill him. Meaning if Avshalom didn't want to kill him, if he was having Rachmanis on him, meaning because at the end of the day, David, you're my father, so I'm going to have Rachmanis. Okay, then it makes sense. Then it's Mizmor LeDavid. Because it could have been worse. But it wasn't. It wasn't. Avshalom wanted to kill David. He really wanted to kill him. So if that's the case, Hadra Kusha Leduchte, what's the Mizmor LeDavid? And it's Yedua that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz said in his Yaris Dvash, in a famous drush, this is quoted a lot on Tisha B'Av, and that is that David HaMelech was told, Hinini Mekim Alecha Rami Beisecha. And David HaMelech says, it's terrible. I'm going to have to deal now. Someone's going to challenge my Melucha. And the truth is, this is Kederach HaMelochim. Back in the day, this was very, very common that somebody would try to overthrow the king and then there's a new regime and then people get killed. And this is something that happened all the time, as is chronicled in all the ancient
books and history works that talk about the way the Malchus once upon a time played out. And David HaMelech was sad about it, that I'm also going to have to deal with it. But then when he realized that it's not just going to be an ordinary revolution, but the one that's going to lead this revolution is going to be a son of Shalom, he said, my son's going to want to kill me? Why would my son want to kill me? That's out of the ordinary. I'm a good father. My son of Shalom is going to want to kill me? He felt that there was something extraordinary about it. And in the fact that it was out of the ordinary, David HaMelech saw the Yad Hashem. He saw the Yad Hashem. Because sometimes you see the Yad Hashem when something really good happens, but you could also see the Yad Hashem when something really, really bad happens. And David HaMelech felt the nechama in the fact that it was going to come from Avshalom. Meaning if it would have been an Eved or a Mamzer, so that's Oilam Kamin Hagai Hoylech. So David HaMelech, what chizik am I going to get from it? It's just, I'm going to have to deal with the same thing every Melech has to deal with. But when he saw it's his son, that's different. Something doesn't smell right. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending me a message. It's a personal message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that personal message, albeit a very dark message, David HaMelech felt the closest to Hashem. And Rabbi Yonah said, I wish it said, David HaMelech said, Shiftachal Mishantacha Hemi Nachamuni. That David HaMelech got Nechomi, got Chizik from the punishments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish someone in a way that in the punishment he feels like this is just so eerie. It doesn't make any sense that he could almost, in an ironic way, feel a little bit of a closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Shiftachal Mishantachal, that's the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that David HaMelech felt, and that's why when he realized it's Avshalom, he says, this is not just an ordinary revolution. This is my son. He sang Shira. He said, Mizmer the David. So it got late early, but just to conclude with one Ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara on Amud Aleph spoke about Bilam HaRasha. So the Gemara said that Bilam HaRasha was Yodea Das Elyon. Frank the Gemara, Bilam was Yodea Das Elyon. Hashta Das Behemtoi Lehaviyoda. Das Elyon Haviyoda. So the Gemara says, what it means is not that he literally knew everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but rather Malamit Chayu Yodea Lechavin Oysa Shah Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyespa. He knew the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and he was gonna manipulate that moment. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Kus Bekel Zayim B'chol Yon. Hashem gets angry every day. How long does he get angry for? A rega. Ki rega ba'apoy, kaim b'tzoynei, chavi ki ma'at rega, ad yavar zam. Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a rega, and a rega is a fleeting moment, literally. The Gemara said, two pshatim in how long a rega is. Either it's 1/5, 8, 8, 8, 8, or it's the amount of time it says to take the word rega. And it's very hard to know when that moment is, and no one knew it other than Bilam. Bilam was Yedea Das Elyon. He had this secret. He knew when the Das Elyon was, and he was going to curse the Yidden during that moment, and that was going to cause terrible churban to Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu beroivt sid kosoi, like the Navi Micha said, didn't get angry all for that entire time that Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and that's what Bilam meant when he said, "Ma ekev lekabikel u'may ezayim leizah kel." Tosfos asks Akasha, "Ve'im toimer, I don't understand. Ma hoyu yochol loimer b'shas rega? What could Bilam HaRasha have already said in a rega?" Meaning, Bilam HaRasha comes prepared. He has this whole klala he was going to say. Right, the klala becomes brachas. We mentioned Adon Olam before. He said, Matoivu. Right, so he comes with this whole elaborate, dramatic klala. The whole thing was a rega. The point was he was going to manipulate the moment. So if he was going to manipulate the moment, what could he have possibly said? So Taisha says that Yesh Loimar Kolem, or Kalem. He could have said a one-word klala. Inami. But we need the second Teretz of Tosis. That as long as Bilam would have started to curse Klal Yisrael during that moment, even if he would have finished afterwards, he still would have had the ability to be mazik. Meaning, it's true. Bilam came with a Zad Rebish memra that he was going to say. And there's no way he could have said it in the moment of rega, but he could have started it then. And as long as he would have started it, even if he would have ended it afterwards, it would have had the potency of the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, because as long as you started, that's fine, even if you don't finish. The Kozhuk Lava Gayan, Hashem Yimkom Dama, in his Shailos Hachuvas Eretz Tzvi, this is in Chelek Aleph, it's in Tzimin Kuf Chav Aleph. So he discusses over there, it's a very long tshuva, and he discusses Zmanim. He talks about Zman Tfilah, Zman Kriyashma, Zman Hadlokas, Ner Chanukah, the proper time to send Shalach Manus on Purim, and at the very end, he says as follows. He said, I heard from the Pshischa Rebbe, the Pshus Chareba, who said, Alimut Schos, Al Hamaschel Hispalo Bezman Tfilo, Avshe Nimshach Acher Hazman, that it's Choshev Ki'ilu Hispalo Kola Tfilo Bezmanah. Meaning, if somebody wants to make Zman Tfilo, or he wants to make Zman Kriyashma, do you have to finish davening before the Zman? Or is it enough that you start davening before the Zman? So the Kozhe Glover Goyen, in an intense tshuva, this is a tshuva that's quoted a lot with regards to the Zman of Lachas Nechanaka, say he brings, I heard from the Pshus Chareba, that said, that I have a raya from Toysus and Brachos Dav Zayin and Aleph. Toysus has a kasha. Bilam Rosh was going to curse Klai Yisrael during the rega. What could he have said in the rega? So the first Teretz Toysus says he could have said Kalin. In the second Teretz says Toysus. You know what he could have done? He could have started during the rega. And even if he didn't finish, that's enough. As long as you start in the right zman, it doesn't matter when you finish. So said the Pshus Chareba, why should it be any different for any other zman? So if it's a zman tefila, if it's a zman kriyishma, zman adlokas ner chanukah, you don't have to finish within this man. You have to start before the Zman. That's what the Kodesh Glove Goyim brings from the Pshus Chareba, and he brought it here, halacha l'maisa. But the truth is that if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, this is really not so simple at all. The Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Tefillah, in Siman Pei Tes, and he talks about the Zman Tefillah, and he says, as it relates to the Zman Tefillah, which is the Shlish Hayoy, the first third of the day, v'tzorich ligmar ha-tefillas yud ches b'toich Shlish Hayoy. It's not enough that you start before Shlish Hayayim, but you actually have to finish before Shlish Hayayim. The Makar is the Magen Avraham, right here in the beginning of Siman Pei Tes. So the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Siman Pei Tes, says this halach. Stating that, there's another Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillah, in Siman Kuf Yud, says as follows. B'shas Adchak, if someone's in a Shas Adchak, he's traveling. If someone's in a shas adchak where he's not sure that he's going to be able to daven properly, so there's a shorter tefillah that you can daven. You can daven havineinu. We had havineinu on daf gimel amid aleph where Eliyahu Zocher Latoiv told Rabbi Yosi, why'd you go into the churva? He said you should have davened outside, and even though it would have been hard to concentrate, you should have said tefillah havineinu. We'll see more about tefillah havineinu later in the Masech. But the Mechaber brings in Shulchan Aruch this halacha. In Siman Kuf Yud, there's something called Havineinu. When do you daven Havineinu? You daven Havineinu if you're in a Shas Adchak. Says the Magen Avraham, three words. The Mechaber said Havineinu is Nogeya if you're a Shas Adchak. Oi, there's another time you could say Havineinu. Shahasha Oiveres. If it's getting late and you don't have enough time to daven, then you could also say Havineinu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. This Magen Avraham is Lushitasle. Half of a vowel. It's Lushitasle that the Magen Avraham holds in Siman Pei Tes that Zman Tefillah doesn't mean start before Zman Tefillah. It means finish before Zman Tefillah. He says why? Because if it's enough to start before Zman Tefillah, then Amar of Shach. If you have enough time to say Havineinu or to start saying Havineinu, then you have enough time to say Yishmai Nasre as well. Elamai, what does it mean you don't have enough time? Shashoi Veres. You don't have enough time to finish. Meaning, just like your regular Shmoy Nasri has to be said within the Zman Tfilo, Havineinu also has to be said within the Zman Tfilo. Says, Dr. Magen Avraham, what if I don't have enough time to daven Shmoy Nasri? Say Havineinu. If I have enough time to start Havineinu, I have enough time to start Shmoy Nasri as well. Or Elamai, I don't have enough time to finish a language Shmoy Nasri. I have enough time to finish Havineinu. Meaning you have to finish before this man. So if you have to finish before this man, this is the Magen Avraham, the Shitase. Says Daruch HaShulchan, that even though the Magen Avraham says it, and he doesn't quote the Kloshek Lavagayin, and he doesn't quote the Pshis Chareba, but he says that as much as the Magen Avraham said it, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it in Siman Pei Tes, but he says, "Ulanias daiti nirim mitoisus brachas davzayin amad alech dohelchen achar aschalo vem hischol bezman tefila mikri tefila bezmana afal pisha mesayim olachar azman ayicham." Either way, a very interesting halacha that we learn from Bilam. So we learn from Bilam matoivu, right? Matoivu we get from Bilam, but that's where Yaakov Emden in the Siddi Yavid says he shouldn't say matoivu. He says, "Why you start? You walk into shul. What's the first thing you masker? Bilam. Start with Adon Olam, Avraham Avinu." Why are you starting with Bill? But either way, halacha as it relates to this matter that you can learn from Bill. Just to end on a lighter note, and that is Bilam, one of the things that Bilam said in Parashas Balak is Vayisa Mishali Vayoymar Noum Bilam Benoy Baar Unoum Hagever Shesum Ha'ayin. So a gever is a person. A gever is also a tarnagol. It's also a rooster. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Bilam described himself as a rooster. The rooster is talking. says, why a rooster? He says, because Bilam the Gemara says was Yedeya Das Elyon. He knew the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. It's in that Gemara says Rabbeinu Bechaya that there's an animal that also knows when Hashem gets angry. He says, hey, you want to know when Hashem gets angry? Look at the rooster. When the red comb on top of his head turns white and there's no red streaks in it, so that's when you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry. Now push it the way you learn the Gemara. It's not that the rooster has any clue what's going on. The rooster knows. He's also Yedeya Das Elyon. He's such a genius. That's not Pashim Shah. Pashim Shah is that this is just a simmon. Something happens to the rooster at that moment. So if you, like Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, wanted to know when that moment was, he was able to somehow know it through the rooster. But not that the rooster knows anything. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Bilam was Yedeya Das Elyon like the rooster. The rooster is also Yedeya Das Elyon. And he says there were other ways he was Yedeya Das Elyon. The Tarnagol, the Gemara says, is not a kosher animal. You know why? Because it's Shtufei Zima. Because it's very involved in Gilei Arayis. The Gemara says Bilam was also Shtufei Zima. And he draws many parallels between Bilam and a rooster. Now you know the rest of the story. But either way, that's what he meant when he said, Ne'on Magever. I just thought of, I think the obvious sushal is that the first of the brachos, the Birchas HaShachar that we say in the morning is, Anoisein Lasech Vivino, Lahavchim Ben Yoimu Ben Loil. And if you look in the Torah in Simen Mem Vav, so the Torah brings two pshatim and what Sechvi means. One pshat Sechvi means is your heart. That Anoisein Lasech Vivino, we all have Bina, Lahavchim Ben Yoimu Ben Loil. But another pshat is he brings is, a Sechvi is a rooster. A rooster in Arabic is called a Sechvi. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So a Sechvi somehow has Bina, Lahavchim Ben Yoimu Ben Loil. The rooster is more intelligent than other animals. Here you have Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yedeya Das Elyon, Ne'um HaGever. The simen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry isn't just manifest and evident in the rooster. The rooster actually knows. Bilam knew, and the rooster knows.